Good morning. It is 10:30 a.m. on March the, whatever the day is. I don't know the days. March 6th. And the March meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call attendance. Dale Nyblade present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Eileen Fetter.
Present. Thank you for holding. We'll be with you momentarily.
Okay. Michael Cyril.
Present.
Deb Bright.
Here.
Sherry Mays.
Present.
And also on the call, we have Megan Darian, our executive director, as well as Seamus Monahan, our assistant attorney general. Conflicts of interest. I hear of none. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the February meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the minutes as written from a February 7th meeting.
I, Eileen, second that.
Okay, it's been moved by Suzanne and seconded by Eileen to approve the minutes as written. And any discussion? Go to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Fettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
I don't think I can because I didn't attend. I don't know.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Correct.
That is correct, Sherry. You would not want to join in on the vote.
That would be the same. So it'd be the first four that I called. And that would be the ones that are eligible to approve them. So any discussion with Dale, Suzanne, Eileen, and Michael Sierra voting aye, the minutes are approved as written. Agency operation review, discuss, director's report.
House Bill 2740 related to the repeal of the Arizona Dispensing Opticians Board has been held since February 14th. The board needs to form a legislative committee related to this bill. Mr. Chair?
Yes, at this time I'd like to go ahead and create a committee for legislative. And this is for us going forward. And the committee will be comprised of the three officers of the board, which would be myself, Suzanne Coleman, and Sherry Mays. And that way we'll be ready to meet, if need be, concerning any legislative actions that are coming up. I believe that's all we need to do is make the committee, or do we need to vote on it?
I would just vote on it just to be safe.
Okay. So Suzanne, you want to put that into a motion and we'll go ahead and.
Sure. This is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we form a committee for legislative, going forward, consisting of all officers, which would be Dale Nyblade, Suzanne Coleman, myself, and then Sherry Mays.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'd like to second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to create a legislative committee for ongoing possible legislations comprised of the officers of the board. Any discussion? Put this to a roll call vote for the creation of this committee. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And Sherry Mays?
Aye.
So now we have our legislative committee. Let's move on to 4B.
The board needs to form a committee to respond to Governor Hobbs' letter of February 15 regarding policies and procedures. In addition, on March 26, I and a few other executive directors will meet with Mr. Ben Henderson, Director of Cabinet and Agency Operations, and Zayda Dedolf, Health Policy Advisor, to receive guidance on the governor's request. Mr. Chair?
Okay, we are going to be creating another committee for health professional disciplinary action in response to the governor's request. Suzanne, I would say the same thing. We want to do it with the officers of the board so that that committee would comprise the same three people, myself, Suzanne Coleman, and Sherry Mays. Suzanne?
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we form a committee for policies and procedures of complainants as per our request from the governor's office. And that would consist of our three officers, Dale Nyblade, myself, Suzanne Coleman, and Sherry Mays.
And this is Sherry Mays. I'd like to second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to create a committee for health professional disciplinary action consider the request from the governor's office and actions needed to be done. Any discussion? Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettis?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Okay, committee has been formed for that, and we will get more information from our executive director after she has her meeting next week. 5A, application for licensed optician.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for licensed opticians from and Angelica Marcus, Gabriella Gant, Lacey Marie McCleary, and Teresa Yacht.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I will second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept these applications for licensed optician. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Applications have been accepted for licensed optician. Congratulations to the four new licensed opticians.
Yes, congratulations.
You betcha. 5B, let's go to the application for optical establishment.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the following application for optical establishment from VisionWorks, number 1395 in Peoria.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I will second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept this application for optical establishment. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Application for optical establishment for VisionWorks is accepted. Congratulations. Future meeting dates, we've got the first Wednesday of every month, with the exception of July. Future agenda items, we'll see as they come up. Call to the public. David, thank you for being on the call. David Lipkin has been on the call with us. And now we're moving to number 9, and I would like Suzanne to give us motion. We need to go into executive session to discuss or consider personnel matters exempt by law from the public. So it would just be the board members.
And I will not be attending if that is acceptable.
That we understand that. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
That was Seamus. Okay. Suzanne?
This is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session at this time to go over some personnel matters.
Hi, Eileen. Second that.
It's been moved and seconded by Suzanne, seconded by Eileen to move to executive session. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Sherry Mace?
Aye.
Okay, you all have the number for the executive session, I believe. So we will hang up and reconvene on the other side. And we'll get back together and adjourn the meeting.